Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
City cops respond to a call of an abandoned baby in Times Square. Let's get the story from our Amanda Alexander.
Hey, good morning, Susan. This is just awful. Cops do say around 11 last night, they did find an abandoned six-month-old baby girl in a stroller. She was conscious and unharmed, thankfully, so they took her to Northwell Hospital for now. But this man, Jamie, was walking past the scene again. He says someone walked up to him in a bar last night to tell him what happened.
I'm frustrated. I was frustrated when he said it. He came to us in the bar. I'm frustrated now because you reminded me.
Yeah, he says he wishes he was around to step in.
I have a daughter and a son on the way. Drives me insane. I would act. I would react. I couldn't see that and just not do anything.
Yeah, no word on where the parents are. Police still looking to make an arrest. Reporting in Midtown, Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It was the other day that New York Attorney General Tish James said this.
They know who you are. They know where you are.
Yeah, well, now cops have named that person of interest in the fatal shooting of 15-year-old Jaden Pierre last week in Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. Sources tell 1010 Winds 18-year-old Zahir Davis is a member of the BG4 gang. They also say he's from Jamaica and may have fled the country. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to call 800-577-TIPS. A fatal fire in the Bronx, two people killed, nearly a dozen others hurt.
The smoke could be seen for several blocks down 187.
It looks like the apocalypse. Like, no, you can't see anything. People were scattering, like, it was crazy.
Flames quickly spread to all five floors of this building, and Chief of Operations Kevin Woods says here's what firefighters dealt with.
Stairs were collapsing beneath their feet, and what we do is we have to sometimes put portable ladders over those stairs to access the upper floors.
Part of the roof also collapsed, and there is risk of further collapse. One person in the building was rescued with a portable ladder. Five firefighters have minor injuries. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Belmont.
We're getting word that some family pets didn't make it out. Sean McInerney is with the American Red Cross of Greater New York.
There was significant damage to this building, and obviously it's really traumatic when you have to move out of your home. I think in particular about a family that came to me concerned that they got their dog out, but they had some other small pets like a cat, a bird, and a pet turtle. and they weren't able to go back in the building.
The Red Cross set up a reception center in the cafeteria at Crotona International High School and is now assisting some 70 families. Mayor Mamdani announces plans to switch things up along a dangerous stretch of Brooklyn.
It can take as long as 15 to 20 minutes to attempt to cross Linden Boulevard, according to Ms. Jones, who has to deal with it every day.
I live right there on Dumont at the end of Linden, and there's a lot of children on that side, too. Sometimes they have a lot of accidents. Cars are turning, a lot of stuff going on.
Mayor Mamdani is calling for a redesign of Linden Boulevard, which some have deemed the new Boulevard of Death.
How do we ensure that this isn't something that is becoming a normal in our city?
He says under the new plan, bus lanes will be off limits to passenger cars 24 hours a day, and thinks it'll discourage reckless driving and help speed up bus services, along with making it safer for the many people that have to cross this corridor each day. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East New York.
A heads up for bicyclists in the boroughs. Today's the final day to sign up online for a big event coming up on May 3rd.
The TD5 Borough Bike Tour is the largest bike ride in the country. 32,000 will be taking part in a couple of weeks. But time is running out to register.
Hours to do it. We're very close to selling out. If they wait till tomorrow, they're not going to get in. I promise you, it's going to sell out today.
That's Ken Podziba, the president and CEO of Bike New York.
You know, just imagine riding across the Queensboro of Arizona Bridge with no cars anywhere, just riders, open roads, and the New York City skyline surrounding you. It's something very powerful. And to experience it with your favorite people, it's priceless.
This is a 40-mile ride. Remember, it's not a race. It's car-free. And Podziba says it's an epic way to see the city. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, if you don't register today online at bike.nyc, your final chance is going to be in person the weekend prior to the tour during their packet pickup. CUNY faculty to join with local lawmakers today to rally over unsafe conditions at Brooklyn CUNY campuses. Megan Barrett is an associate professor in the English department at City Tech CUNY.
We've discovered that many other campuses in Brooklyn, the CUNY campuses, also have similar issues. And another unifying kind of theme is that we've faced a kind of a history of denial and intransigence about actually responding to the concerns.
Yeah, things like vermin, ceiling tiles falling, consistent mold issues, and other dilapidated conditions, she says. In a statement, Brooklyn College said, in part, it takes concerns about campus conditions seriously and addresses them through ongoing inspections, maintenance, and planned capital improvements. This rally is at 4 this afternoon outside Brooklyn Borough Hall. Mayor Mamdani announces a new early childhood education center to open in Barham Hill, Brooklyn. Speaking at 274 Atlantic Avenue, he said the site would add 63 3K and pre-K seats. The city had signed a lease for this in 2021, had it ready for children in 23, but left it vacant under Eric Adams.
This part of District 15 is home to two NYCHA developments, Gowanus Houses and Wyckoff Gardens. And downtown Brooklyn has seen a much needed growth of affordable and mixed income housing over recent years. And yet the cost of childcare has stayed far higher than what low to middle income parents can afford.
As far as applications for the fall, the mayor says they were lining up with last year, but he's not yet ready to release the final figures. You know that video that went viral of a mounted city cop chasing and capturing a purse snatcher on West 72nd Street last week? Well, it turns out the horse had quite the journey to get to the NYPD.
Stop! The hero horse named Kelly was a racehorse headed for slaughter when Judith Bachman with the Standard Bred Retirement Foundation saved him.
So we took him in January of 2020, just before COVID. And by July, the NYPD came to meet him. They tried him and he's been fantastic.
So she wasn't surprised when she saw the now viral video of Kelly and his officer chasing the suspect on West 72nd Street.
And yeah, I'm just so proud of him.
Many of their rehabbed horses will be helping in the security effort at this summer's World Cup. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, you can support the Standard Bred Retirement Foundation at adoptahorse.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.